Welcome everybody on this sunny day, at least in Warsaw. Welcome in the middle of what we call in Poland a cucumber season. We are in the business of gathering news. Hopefully today we provide a small news ourselves by announcing a little bit better than expected results. I underline a little bit better than expected, as we are still not satisfied as the management with the results. And I can assure you we will work hard to work on that to deliver better results in the future. I will start by talking a little bit about the macroeconomic environment. Then we will review shortly financial performance of the group in the second quarter and the first half of 2004. We will also review the advertising market, how the market did in the second quarter of 2004 and what we predict will happen in the rest of the year. We will discuss a very interesting situation, competitive situation on the print market. And then we will also discuss how our new businesses performed. And at the end, a few words about our recent project, which is collection of books, and a little bit about strategy for the future. So I will start with the macroeconomic environment. I know some of you are perfectly familiar, but maybe some of you from abroad are not that familiar. That's why I would like to start with. Well, GDP growth in the first quarter of 2004 was fantastic, nearly 7%, and the majority of economists believe that in the second quarter we will achieve 6%. This bodes well for the future development of the advertising market, as probably in the whole 2004 we will see quite a nice GDP growth rate. Unfortunately, inflation picked up in July to 4.4%, which means that we should expect probably increase in interest rates. There are two effects coming from that. One is that we will pay a little bit more of interest expense, but as our debt is low, this effect will be more than counterbalanced by appreciation of zloty against the euro. With higher interest rates, already zloty appreciated against euro from the end of the second quarter till now substantially, and therefore we will be paying less for paper. So we could say that macroeconomic environment is acting in our favor at the moment. Company investments are also grounds for optimism. In the first quarter of 2004, companies spent 3.5% more investments in the domestic market than last year. So those macroeconomic indicators are okay, and we look for the prosperous advertising market in the whole 2004. In terms of financial performance of the group, total revenues were up by 11.5% in the first half of 2004, up to nearly 500 million, 475 actually, and operating costs up by 12.8%. This is including cost of restructuring. So although results are better, we are not happy, but as you see, revenues were up a little bit less than total operating costs with cost of restructuring. Advertising revenue of the group grew in the first half of 2004 by 7%, which is okay. What is not so pleasing is that Gazeta was up only by 4%. Other businesses all achieved double-digit growth rates, but Gazeta actually is the major engine of the group, so if Gazeta achieved double-digit growth rate, we would be even more happy. Operating profit in the first half of 2004 was affected by one-off restructuring cost of 8.5 million and also goodwill write-offs of 7.2 million. So there are some one-off effects that deteriorated the results that should not happen in the future. EBITDA of the group was 81.5 million. EBITDA of Gazeta Wyborcza and Internet, as we have this in one segment and report Internet and Gazeta as one segment, stood at 86.9 million. Operating cash flow also quite healthy, 58 million, and the group generated also quite strong free cash flow. As we discussed before, our capex needs are quite low now, and therefore we generate free cash flows, quite significant free cash flows. And finally, net profit of the group was higher by 62% in the second quarter of 2004, and this is very, very encouraging. In terms of the advertising market, clearly it took off. We have been waiting for 3 years for this moment to come, and it finally came. Estimated advertising spending in the second quarter grew by over 10%. The growth pace of dailies declined over the first quarter, so dailies grew faster in the first quarter than in the second quarter, as in the second quarter they grew only by 5%. This was due to specific reasons related to Poland joining EU. As just before Poland joining EU, two sectors, mainly automotive and construction, had a real boom. People were buying cars and building materials because of growing VAT, and cars because everybody expected car prices to rise after Poland joining EU, which actually happened already. Prices for cars on average rose by about 7%. That's why there was a fantastic consumer boom, and advertising followed that, which means that just after Poland entered EU, car companies stopped advertising in May and had very little advertising also in June. The same was true for construction companies. And as those two segments are very heavy advertisers in newspapers, the newspaper segment noted only 5% increase in advertising spend. In terms of particular markets, national market was quite okay, and it grew 6.6%, which is the same rate as in the first quarter. But the local markets were hit more. The good news is that we are doing extremely well in local markets, and therefore we are gaining our share of the total advertising local market in Poland. Magazines were up by 7%, mostly due to similar reasons as TV was up. This means that cosmetics, food and health advertising was quite strong, and these are normal categories for magazines. Radio also significant increase of 14%. Television increased revenue by 12%, and outdoor advertising actually was doing very well and increased by nearly 17%. If we look forward for the rest of the year, we will give you a guidance of what we think the market in particular segments will look like, and we will also give you guidelines, but only of whether we believe that in each particular segment our media will be doing better or worse than the market. Yeah, so in terms of total advertising market in the whole 2004, we believe that the market will increase by about 9%. We revised our previous estimates, which were much lower, because obviously GDP growth will be higher than expected previously and probably will last till the end of this year. In terms of segments, TV, we expect TV to grow by 10%, outdoor by 16%, radio slightly above 8%, and magazines will grow by nearly 9%. Unfortunately for us, newspaper segment will grow only by a little over 4%. This is due to poor condition of typical newspaper advertising categories, as I mentioned before. How we believe we will do in those segments, we believe that in terms of newspaper segment, we will be growing a little bit slower than the market. In terms of all the other categories, radio, outdoor, and magazines, we believe that we will achieve, our media will achieve higher growth than the market segments. It is very interesting to look at the competitive landscape in newspapers, especially national newspapers, but also how national newspaper market affects the local newspaper market. We are observing Springer's new Boulevard paper and are basically watching their moves every day. And we are quite pleased to see that finally they started to drop, both in terms of readership reach and in terms of copies sold. In the best month, which was February this year, the difference between Gazeta Wyborcza and Fakt, the negative difference for us, was about 230,000 copies. From that moment, Fakt is on a sliding slope, and in May, the difference was only 36,000 copies. We maintained good results also in June, as Gazeta Wyborcza sold 11% more than in June last year, and the difference between Fakt and Gazeta Wyborcza was also low. It was 57,000 copies. In terms of readership reach, Fakt peaked in April, and the difference was about 3 percentage points. Since April, they are consistently going down, and in June, the difference between Fakt and the Gazeta Wyborcza was only 0.7 percentage point. So we are going in the right direction. It is very difficult, and we will not try to predict what will happen in the future, but at least the trends are okay. There is one more thing to say about this competitive landscape, because it is interesting to see from whom Fakt is gathering all these copies sold. And we analyze the situation, and it seems that Fakt is taking 100,000 copies from Passauer Group, local newspaper, about 20,000 copies from Orkla Group of local newspapers, about 30,000 copies from the remaining local newspapers not related neither to Orkla nor Passauer, and about 30 to 35,000 copies from another tabloid, Super Express. So in total, they take about 200,000 copies from existing newspapers. They probably get about maybe 100, 150,000 more from actually women weekly magazines from the lower shelf, and about 150,000 probably is new readers who have not read any newspaper before. So it's quite a surprising to see that it is competing much more in terms of readership with local newspapers than with national papers, and this is probably mostly related to price, as the price of Fakt was much closer to local newspapers than to other papers. So price is, I believe, a quite important factor for Fakt to sell, to maintain sales. If they increase price, the price elasticity may be quite high, and therefore they may lose sales if they increase price. In terms of performance by line of business, Gazeta Wyborcza increased advertising revenue in the first half of 2004 by 4% and 4.4% in the second quarter. We performed best in the local markets, and advertising revenue was up nearly 13%, and we grew market share in local markets by nearly 3%. This is because local newspapers of Passauer are losing market share, losing copies sold, and therefore it's much easier to sell advertising in other papers, because comparatively we look much better than last year. In Warsaw, there is a discount war, and it continues. Therefore, there was only a slight increase in Gazeta's revenue of 1.2%, and our market share in Warsaw declined by about 3 percentage points. This is because we had very, very big market share in Warsaw, and many other papers, including Rzeczpospolita Quality Daily and other papers, started their Warsaw sections, Warsaw local sections. Therefore, the competition is much bigger than was last year. In terms of total market share, we maintain a solid 43% market share in the dailies advertising market in Poland. In terms of copies sold, we were up by 15% in the second quarter of 2004. This is thanks to re-engineered marketing and promotional approach. We combined the piece dealing with promotion, which was seated in editorial office, with that sitting in the publisher's office, and therefore they work better if they work as one team. However, it would not be achieved, of course, without substantial increase in marketing spending, and the results would have been much better if it weren't for substantial increase in marketing spending. We achieved the best readership result in the last several years, above 20%. At the same time, there is increased newsprint cost due to devaluation of the zloty in the second quarter and in the first quarter of this year in relation to last year. But, as I said before, the trend reversed since the end of the second quarter, and zloty appreciated quite a bit until now, and therefore it will positively influence our results in the second half of the year, as we will pay less for paper. Now a few words about our book project. We are very pleased with the project. The project started in June. Every week we publish a new book from the 20th century literature. This is branded as a collection of Gazeta Wyborcza. The books were chosen by our chief editors. Therefore, these are basically the books that everybody should read. The part of the promotion and part of the success is that people now have little time and would like somebody with authoritative voice to tell them what an average person should read from the best literature of the 20th century. It is modeled on similar projects that have already taken place in Western Europe, in many papers in Western Europe, for example in La Repubblica in Italy, but also many others. We are cooperating with the same company as they used for that purpose. The sales results of the volumes already published are very promising, and therefore we decided to enlarge the collection to 40 titles. In the second quarter of 2004, you would see only a result of the first four books, as the first one was sold for free. I mean, it was added for free with the newspaper, and we achieved as a result 10 million zloty of revenue. Should the trend continue and the sales level continues as it is now, the project will pose quite healthy margins even without taking into account the obvious value of promotion effects. So it should be profitable on its own. Now I will talk a little bit about the new businesses. First, the magazine business. Revenue grew by over 24% to nearly 47 million. Advertising sales were up by nearly 28%. And we are very pleased with the results of our new launch, a shopping magazine, Avanti. It increased the operating cost because all the investment is an expense, as most of the investment is in marketing. However, the sales results look promising. Average paid circulation of the first three issues reached 176,000 copies. There is high interest in the magazine expressed by advertising clients, and this bodes very well for the project's success. Advertising revenue in the second quarter of 2004 exceeded our expectations. So we launched one magazine, which we believe will be successful. At the same time, there is one sad news. We decided to close three monthly paper called City Magazine. As you probably recall, this was one of the first acquisitions that we made. This proves that we are not so much emotionally attached to our acquisitions, and therefore if we believe that something doesn't work, then it doesn't work and we have to close it. And after a few attempts of trying to save the magazine, we decided that after losing tobacco advertising and recently part of telecom advertising, there is no way it could be profitable, and we decided to close the magazine. Looking forward, we are on track to profitability. EBITDA break-even should be achieved this year, of course, excluding newly launched titles, because promotion campaign of Avanti was quite heavy, as this is a big title. And revenue growth should be better than expected and also better than the average for the market. So we should end the year with higher market share in magazines advertising than last year. In terms of outdoor advertising, we are very pleased with the results. If we disregard the one-off revenues that were still related to an acquisition and were part of the deals on acquisition, then the advertising revenue grew by nearly 30%. The company's market share increased by a little bit less than 2% to nearly 29%. And the business is going really, really well. EBITDA was already positive of 2.7 million. Some developments are going on. AMS started to use the new, very reliable market measurement system prepared by a newly created company, which is called Polish Research of Outdoor Advertising, which makes outdoor transparent, well-ordered, and measurable, and also it is in a very client-friendly form. Therefore, we believe that it will be much easier for us now to compete not within outdoor advertising, but to compete with television and with other media, as now we have also a measurable medium like the other media have been measurable all the time. In terms of looking forward, we believe that it is realistic to expect break-even at EBIT level next year, and this is what we would like to go for. Now about our local radio stations. The market revival had a positive influence on the radio business. Previously, national radios were growing much faster than local radios. Finally, local radios also benefited from growth of the market. Revenues increased by nearly 12% to 21 million zloty. Bad news is that we lost a little bit of market share from 10.9% to 10.6%. And a little bit of audience shares by about 0.7 percentage point. EBITDA still negative 1.8 million, but it is still better than last year. Unfortunately, our Radio Talk FM is still making big losses, and we lost quite a bit in the first half of 2004. Although we increase audience share in Warsaw from 1.4% to 2.2%, but this is clearly not enough to make the business profitable. If we take a summary and looking forward, there are good prospects for the advertising market, and therefore they are better than we expected at the beginning of the year. Therefore, we revised our expectations for the end of the year, and this is true for the market. This is also true for our company. We'll achieve higher revenues than previously expected. We can say that restructuring of the company bears first fruits, and it will have to be continued The easy bit and the easy savings are gone. Now we would have to go for review, major review and detailed review of operations, and we would have to go through streamlining of our operations. We hope to achieve two things. One is maybe some more cost efficiencies. At the same time, we would like to improve processes and make the whole company more innovative and more capable of dealing with new projects, new greenfield projects. I would have to comment also on our recent decision not to participate in the bid for a textbook publishing company. We tried our best, but the management board was quite hostile to us, and therefore they didn't want to show information, and they didn't give us access to key management of SIP. And therefore, as ministry required binding offer, being a public company and having responsibility to shareholders, we decided finally that we are not in a position to submit a binding offer, as it would be concerned with a excessive risk that we would not like to bear. As we say in Polish, we would not like to buy a cat in a bag. And therefore, we rejected the opportunity. That is all I wanted to say.